Okay, it's time to start Tizen compliance test. This session will be presented by Hosun from Samsung and Kathy from Intel. Please welcome speakers.
Hello, I'm Hosun Jaeger from Samsung Electronics. This presentation will be co-presented with Kathy from Intel. I will follow this table of contents. I will explain briefly about the Tizen compliance program, and I'm going to talk about what is the Tizen compliance specification in perspective of view in Tizen compliance test. And I will also take a look at the native TCT and web TCT. Through this presentation, we are going to talk about how we can install TCT and how can we execute test cases, and also how to browse test results and what coverage is the test cases of in compliance test and what's the number of test cases like that. Let's briefly talk about Tizen compliance program. There are three key components of Tizen compliance program. The first one is, as you know, it's already explained in the previous session. So the first one is a TCS, that is stands for Tizen Compliance Specification. And TCS is a set of requirements for device and applications to ensure that they work together smoothly. Based on this TCS, we have TCT, which is Tizen Compliance Test. TCT is a part of the Tizen compliance process designed to verify mobile device implementation conformance to requirements in TCS. We also have a reference implementation that compensates TCS and TCT to guide the behavior of compliant implementation. So without passing TCT, we cannot give a kind of certification to be a Tizen compliant platform. This process already explained in the previous session, so I quickly go through the each numbers. The first, you need to download the TCS if you wanted to implement the platform and you want to develop your own device. So you need to fully understand the requirements in the TCS. And after preparing your own device, also you need to port the reference implementation to your device. And then, number three, you can download and execute TCT. It's not actually available online at this moment, but it will be released at the end of June. After execution of the TCT, you can get a result and report. To get a certification, you need to submit those TCT results to Tizen Association. And Tizen Association evaluate those test results, and they will inform that whether you can get a certification of the as a Tizen compliant platform or not. These are categories of the mobile profile of the Tizen compliance specification. And there are mandatory features and optional features. For mandatory features, definitely you need to implement based on the reference implementation and should pass all the test cases in TCT. For optional features, it can be supported based on device vendor's decision. So for example, sensors and Wi-Fi like that is a kind of optional features. So why we need the TCT? TCT verifies conformance of TCS requirements. All mandatory software and hardware features should pass a compliant test. If a device provides optional hardware features, all relevant software features should pass a compliant test. By doing this way, we provide uniform application development environment. Also, we can provide consistent user experience for applications. Also, we can provide differentiated but comparable platform among multiple device manufacturers. In TCT, there are two types of test cases. For example, manual test and automatic test. The one good example of the manual test is Wi-Fi direct pairing, because it needs two devices and the result can be observed by human. So this is more of the manual test. And a good example of the automatic test is unit test. They can be fully automatically run and get the result. So TCS consists of these type of test cases. And then finally, I'm going to talk about the configuration for optional features. To specify what optional features are supported or not, you need to have a configuration. And configuration must describe the supporting feature of the device. If optional hardware is supported, also relevant API should be provided and covered by compliance test. For example, if configuration says the feature is supported and also device supported that feature, then it is a coverage of the compliance test and must be passed the TCT. If configuration says that feature is not supported but device actually supported it, then feature will be restricted and application that use those feature will be filtered out on Taizen Store. If configuration says that is supported but device didn't support that feature, then the TCT will be failed on that feature. So based on this kind of Taizen compliance program, we define the TCT. First of all, I will explain the native TCT. Native TCT automatically tests native APIs and its behavior. Native TCT consists of the following components. The first one is the FT app, which is the native application that loads and executes test suite. And another one is the test suite. That is FT app loadable dynamic link library. And in the test suite, there is a configuration file called .conf that has information like what kind of test cases in that test suite and what kind of features and what kind of privileges they are using. And TCT native test suite uses gtest, which is a Google test open sourced by Google for a test framework. Finally, we have TCT manager that is a GUI tool to deploy test suite from host computer to a target device. And TCT manager also can manage crashes during test execution, and it generates reports from the test result. Based on these three components, we have a native TCT workflow like this. In host computer side, there are test suite as a binary and the TCT manager. And TCT manager actually uploads test suite and FT app to target device, and in the target device, FT app load those test cases one by one and execute. While execution of test cases, FT app logs the test result, and finally, the test result will be retrieved from a target device to host computer. And TCT manager finally will generate the test report. This shows the TCT package. There is FT app, gtest, library, and test suite, as I explained. And SDB is a smart development bridge. That is the one requirement for the implementation of the device. And SDB can send and retrieve file between host computer and target device. And native TST is developed upon Eclipse environment as a plugin. So we also need Eclipse. As this whole package, it can be installed on the host computer. Now I'm going to talk about some kind of simple tutorial of the native TCT. We need Ubuntu Linux based computer, and definitely we need a target device and USB connection. After end of the next June, you can download the package of the native TCT and just simply decompress the package file on your host computer and just launch the Eclipse program. Then the TCT enabled Eclipse will be executed. As the same as another Eclipse environment, what you need to do at the first place is to just set the workspace as the screenshot. And then you need to create a test plan. Just click the icon of the new plan and type the plan name like this. And here you can select the ROM mode. ROM mode is the one of the target or emulator like that. Then you can see this kind of screen. It is more details about test plan. In this screen, you can select test switch what you want to run. Actually, for to pass the TCT, you need to select all the packages in here. But for a debugging purpose or platform developing purpose, you can select the test suite. And if you click the configuration tab of the test plan, you can see the next screen like this. In this screen, you can set more details about the test plan configuration, like SDB path and booting time, model name like that, and also log level. After click save button, finally you can click run icon to execute test cases. This screen shows the actual running status of the text execution, and it also shows like elapsed time, starting time, like that. And this part shows the actual test log. So these screens are updated in real time. After execution of the test, finally you can get the results, report of the test results. As you can see, there are package names and total number of test cases, and how many test cases are passed, failed, not executed, and the elapsed time and ratio of the pass or fail. And then this one shows the actual test log. If you click this name, you can see detailed test report like this screen. In this screen, each test case's result can be shown. Most of them are passed, but the last one has been failed, which is the set screen brightness negative test case. Actually, it expects 8 out of range exception, but the actual result is the E privilege denied. So this is why this test case has been failed. Without TCT manager, we can also run FTF directly for development purpose. It makes more easier to debug the failed test cases. Also, you can develop your own test cases that can be loadable by FTF. And you can run this one as on command line. So native TCT test cases covers like this kind of area: signature tests and native API behavior, app control for data deliberation between app application, and privileged APIs, also device capability for optional features. Until now, I talked about the automatic test cases. And for native manual test cases, we have a native verifier app. If you see the first screen, there are many test cases like this. These are all the manual test cases. If you click one of them, you can see the actual test screen. Here, you can see three buttons at the bottom of the second screenshot. The first one is pass, and second one is info, and last one is fail. If you click info, if you touch info button, you can see actual steps of the manual test case. So based on that information, you can test, in this case, test the codec, and then you can save the result by touching pass or fail button. While execution of the manual test, you can see the status. For example, this test case has been passed. That's why it's highlighted by blue. And this test case has been failed. That's why it's highlighted by red. After testing all test cases, you can save the results and export it to host computer. And native verifier test case covers multimedia codec, app control, hardware requirements, sensors, and most of them can be tested manually only. As a statistic, there are four types of test cases. Unit test cases are just as you know, and then integration test cases is a little bit complex than unit test cases because it's based on use case scenarios. And compliance test, this is based on specification in TCS. And we also have a manual test cases that is based on verifier app. As a total, we have 13,500 test cases, and this number will be updated until the final release. Until now, I was talking about the Tizen Compliance Program and native TCT, and then Kathy will take over the rest of the presentation. Thank you.
Okay, the web TCT part. Since Junho has talked a lot about the compliance program and the native TCT, it's much easier for me to talk about the web TCT because native TCT and web TCT share the similar concept on compliance test. So in web TCT, there are a set of TCT tools and a bunch of web test cases to test the web requirements which defined in Tizen compliance specification. So there are three key TCT web TCT tools. One is the TCT manager, which is a GUI tool to run the web testing. And the second is TCT shell, which is a lightweight console tool to run the web TCT testing. And the third one is TCT behavior tool, which is used to test the hardware and software behavior on the device in an interactive mode. So for TCT behavior test, the cases inside it are all manual cases, just like the native verifier tool. And for web test suites, it covers the web specifications, which defined in TCS, including Tizen Web API, Web Runtime, UI Framework, and the mandatory optional hardware capability definition, something like that. And also in Web TCT, we provide the user guiders for these Web TCT tools. And we also provide the installation script, which helps the user to set up the web testing environment on both host and target device. Okay, So this is the WebTCT workflow. It's quite similar to the native, right? In the host machine, TCT manager and the TCT shell will be installed. And in host side, test suite packages are located in the specific folder of the host. So the TCT manager and the shell can recognize these test suites. When a test is triggered, the test packages will be uploaded to the target device. And then the backend test runner here, test kit, will trigger the test. And then after the test is done, the result XML file will be retrieved back from the target device to host side. And TCT manager and the shell will display the test result in a visual way. The TCT behavior tool will be installed in target device as a widget. If user click on the widget, he can conduct the manual testing. And the test result XML file can also be exported to the local file system and retrieved back from the target to host side. This graph shows what's the detailed bill of materials in TCT package. Besides the documentation, installation scripts, there are three key TCT web tools and a bunch of web TCT suites. And also there are some backend service and backend test runner. We call it a test kit. After user runs the install.sh script, then the TCT tools and the test suites will be deployed to target device and the host device, respectively. This is the web TCT architecture. You can see that in host side, there's a test suite local repository. All the packages are maintained here, but they are not installed in host side. Only when the test is triggered, the package will be uploaded to target device and installed here. Test manager, TCT manager, and the TCT shell collect the user input for the TCT testing and then send the test request to backend test runner. Here, there are three modules: TCT Test Kit Lite, Common Module, and the Test Kit Stub. These three components, we call it the backend test runner, which conduct the web testing. Okay, so this slide shows what's the platform request to run the web TCT testing. I will not read them line by line, but here I want to highlight the install.sh script. With this script, user can easily set up the host and target environment for the testing. Okay, so I will talk about the three key TCT tools I just mentioned. The first is TCT shell, the console tool to run web testing. This tool can work in four ways. One is run an existing test plane. And the second is run a bunch of test suites. And the third is run an individual test case. This is very useful for developer if he want to check one specific failed case. And the fourth way is to rerun the failed case in previous testing. So for the details of the usage of TCT shell, there's the help and the user guidance in the TCT package. The second tool is TCT manager, which is a GUI tool to run the web testing. On the plane page, you can see there's a default test plane, which called a full test. In full test, we have added all the TCT web test suites into the plane. So if a user want to run a full pass TCT web testing, he can only simply click on the run button and don't need to do any modification for the plain pager. Then TCT manager will go to the execute pager. In this pager, the test packages will be listed here, and the test progress bar goes here. And in the right side of the pager, the real-time log shows here. After the test is done, TCT manager will go to the report pager. Firstly, it will show the report summary with the detailed plan information, how many cases are in this plan, pass, fail, and the time for the for this round of test. And also the device information shows here. Then the last table is about the pass, fail status for every suite. If user click on the suite, then the TCT manager will show the detailed test result for this suite. Here is the case ID, the description for every case, the pass-fail status, and if a case is failed, the log information goes here. If user want to check what the case is for, he can click on the case ID. Then the detailed information of the case will show in a pop-up window with the detailed steps, what's the expected result, and the URL for the automated test script. So just like what I just mentioned, if developer want to check a failed case, he can use TCT shell to run the single case and to facilitate his debug. The third tool is TCT behavior. This tool is used to check the behavior of the software and the hardware feature. All these cases here are manual cases. For example, click on the video playback. The web video playback application will run, and the user can, based on the video output, click on pass or fail to set the result. After all the cases are conducted, user can click on export button to export the test result to local file system. Okay, I think I have covered three key TCT tools. Then next two slides, we'll talk about the web test cases. In Tizen compliance specification, there are several kinds of web specification are included. One type is the web API tests. It includes W3C, HTML5, supplementary and Tizen device API specifications, and also includes web runtime specification and the UI framework specification. So we designed these cases to cover the specifications. And also in TCS, it talks about what's the mandatory and optional hardware capabilities for a mobile profile. So we also developed capability test cases to cover this. And also, there are behavior test cases to check the hardware and the software behavior on the target device. This is the web TCT test case statistics. The case number are not the fixed, not the final one. Currently, we are still working on new feature, new cases, so we will add new cases into it. Here, I would like to highlight is, as you can see, we still have more than 1,000 manual cases. To make the web TCT testing more effective, we are still optimized these cases and make them automated as much as possible. For the case which need a user's manual check to justify if the case is pass or fail, we will create behavior test cases and added here. Okay, so I think that's all for the web test, TCT test part. And if you have any question about native and web TCT, feel free to ask. I think Zhonghu and I will be happy to answer them. Any question?
Hi.
Hi.
How much time do you need to cover all the test cases? The test suite? Yeah.
Okay. Based on current situation, for web part to run a full pass test, the automated part, we need about 3 hours. And if we include the 1,000 manual cases, we might need additional 1 or 2 hours.
So for native TCT, it takes around 5 hours to all test cases.
Do you have any plan to release the source code of the test code?
Pardon?
Do you have any plan to release TCT source code?
Oh, yeah. We will release TCT source code, includes the test suite and the test tools by end of June to public. Yeah. It will be in Titan.org.
For native, all source code will be available soon, but TCT Manager, which is the Eclipse plugin, will be released more later than others. But all of them will be, you know, open sourced eventually.
Any more questions? Thank you for coming. Thank you.